Welcome to Toffee Blue View, your source for all things Everton. I am Jerry, coming to you from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So yes, that means I am American. But never fear, we also have Edward coming to us from Southport, and he is distinctly not American. Edward, how's it going? How are you? Don't talk too much about it, you know?
Oh, no. I'm Edward, also known as Jammy James on YouTube. I do Everton vlogs, and I do live in Southport, so it's on Merseyside, in the sort of like the outskirts of Liverpool, if you'd say so. So I'm sort of local, if we can call it that.
We'll say local-ish.
Well, yeah, local-ish, that'll do me.
You know, it's more local than I am. Awesome, yeah. So, cool thing is, Edward gets to go to a lot of games. He gets to go the game, which is not something we say in America, but hey, I'm trying to learn. But he gets to do that, so we actually get some good insight from Edward as far as what's going on actually at the game. What is the crowd's responses? What is everybody thinking while we're there? So it's
almost like you're the main reporter, I'm the on-site reporter and all that sort of thing, with all the stats and all. We could call it that.
So, today's show is going to be covering Man United reaction, Everton news, Carabao Cup game against Sunderland, which is Wednesday, and Bournemouth match at Goodison this weekend. So we're going to be delving into all that stuff. So let's go ahead and get into Man United. We're going to do the good, the bad, and the ugly. Edward, give me a few good things about Sunday's match.
The performance was apparently a lot better than the previous two games against Spurs and Atalanta. So it shows a sort of reaction, I'd say. And apparently the score was unfair on us, so we could have deserved a lot more from it. Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
Okay.
Not much. It's trying to like dig out a hole from the bottom of the barrel.
That's honestly, it's okay. I got a few goods. I actually didn't leave that one too upset. You know, I thought our team performance was much stronger, just like you. I actually felt okay after that. I know we were down, we lost 4-0, and yes, the wheels came off in the last 10 minutes. I got it. But I thought when you really watch the play, I thought we looked a lot better. You know, we had chances. We didn't look completely out of it the way we had in past games. So yeah, I do think the performance was stronger. I feel much better about Everton after that one. I felt so good about it, I didn't even wash my shirt. And I always wash the shirt after losses. But I left that not really feeling, didn't feel as much like a loss.
No.
I know a lot of people are going to attack this. That's fine. Attack away. Because I get what you're saying. Still lost 4-0. Got it.
Haters going to hate.
You know, well, yeah. The rest of the good stuff, I just got to point this out. Cuco Martina played well. He did. He defended. Did you not see him defend?
I didn't.
Seriously?
No.
I thought he had a really good game. It was the first game where I watched him play, and I said, wow, that guy plays defense. It was the first time I've legitimately seen him defend and not just get beaten on the edge, like, repeatedly. He actually stopped crosses, dispossessed people on the side.
What about Willigans?
Getting to that, because we have to still go through the bad and the ugly.
Yeah.
So Cuco Martina, I'm going to say he was good. And I felt good about him actually starting games for us. Let's hope he gets some consistency and keeps that going. Mm. Next, Rooney's hold-up play. All right? We didn't have a lot of pace, but Rooney kept checking back to the ball, and he held on to it.
Yeah, well, that was the Atalanta game as well, wasn't he? He was like the attacker, midfielder, and defender, wasn't he?
He was playing so much defense that game.
That's just the way he can play as well.
But this, we had him playing up front, so we were able to actually catch up to him some, so we actually had a little bit of attack. You know, it's the first time anybody's held the ball up for us the whole season, really. You know what I mean? Like, and actually do a good job and actually enable us to get some people forward. I thought Rooney had a good, played well. No, had a good performance. Lastly, Davies. Davies looked great. I hate that we took him out. He looked awesome.
Who did we take him out for?
Sandro, who also played well and almost scored in the last few minutes. But, you know, I get why we took him out. I just, you know, he was one of our strongest, one of the bright lights, you know. So, let's go to the bad, because there was some bad.
The score!
that's a safe answer. It is. Well, what else? A little, continue.
Williams.
Okay.
I think William... I know I got on his back in my vlog about for Spurs. His performance against Spurs wasn't great. His performance, all right, he didn't play against Atalanta. But his performance against Man United, I think... I don't want to sound really harsh blaming him, because it wasn't just him, it was everybody's fault, obviously. But he was probably one of the sole people why we lost the game. Because we lost the momentum completely as soon as they scored the second goal.
Yeah, and
who made the dreadful pass?
Yeah, that was his bad on the second goal. I have that play on my list for ugly. Yeah. Just because that, but to be fair to him, okay, to be fair to him, he looked pretty solid the rest of the game.
Yeah, but you can say that about three centre backs at the back.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm fine with it if we're getting results. You know,
we just need to have more pace in it.
I will agree.
That's the problem. I think that's a bit of an ugly point for me. I'm going to say that for ugly.
Mm. Yeah. So, do you have any more bad?
Bad. The reception that some Everton fans gave Lukaku. I can understand the problem. My view of it is, I understood why he left, because his career, as much as I hate to say it, his career wasn't really going anywhere with us.
Mm-hmm.
If he'd held out for another season, we could have got Europa League, we could have gone into Champions League.
Yep.
But he was clear, he needed to go. Which, in all fairness, we got a lot of money for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair enough. But then, I always thought that... I can understand why Everton fans are a bit angry towards him and aggressive towards him, because he didn't treat us great.
Right.
We were just sort of a stepping stone thing to him, I think.
Yep.
But it's just the way some... Apparently there were things like racist chants and things like that, and that's just not right at all.
Yeah, I mean, at no point is it ever a racist chant ever okay. There's no point is that ever justified. I'm okay with a little bit of negative reaction, because I don't think he's been really respectful to the club.
No.
I don't think he has been. I think there are other players when they leave, they have respect for their former club. They see it as a place where they spend.
Naismith, for example.
Yes.
He is a quality professional.
Yes. Was one of my favourite players when he was here, despite the fact that he wasn't fast.
God, I was really upset when he did leave, because he is just a brilliant guy.
Like, I knew why he wanted to leave, and I felt like he did need to, because he's going to get to play more. I get it. I'd probably be the same way. So, my bad... bads for Everton in the Man United match, I would say still not many shots on goal... Still not much pace in the starting squad, and the total collapse at the end of the game. Mm. You know, that I think there's no all that is not how you want to how you win games, not how you win games. So the ugly. Do you have anything where you were just like holding your head in your hands? No.
Just the fact of the whole thing with Lukaku, for one, his whole thing like that, I think, understandable. I can understand why he did it. You know, just he's getting backlash from the Everton fans, so doing it by saying ha 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 and all that. But he could have been a lot more professional and grew up a bit.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing he could have done, because it would have shown he's matured as a player, but then saying it's just banter and all that, it's just, it's a bit immature in my opinion.
Right.
And you see the likes of professionals, like Naismith, he scored against us last season for Norwich, didn't celebrate.
Right. So, what else? Any other ugly?
Just no pace.
No pace.
No pace.
So that's ugly for you. Okay. All right. So, I've got three uglies. The first ugly, Valencia's goal. Very little we can do about it. That just hurt my soul. You know what I mean? Like, we come into that sitting there thinking, oh gosh, we got to make sure we start strong, and then that happens, and it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen, there's a Simpsons episode where it talks about Little Ralphie's heartbreaking. You could see the moment where Little Ralphie's heart breaks. Yeah, all Everton fans at that moment, okay? Just terrible. so that just hurt because not many people could. I think Pickford was close to it, but still, you know. Next, Williams on the second goal after having what I thought was actually a solid game. That was bad. And then nobody's talking about how I thought the handball call against Schneiderlin at the end. I thought that was a bad call. I don't think he could have done a whole lot to move his hand out of the way of it. And I mean, all the pundits.
And it's the way he's going like that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't literally do like that.
Yeah. Pundits were all saying that shouldn't have been a handball. I'll agree with that. I just think that was rubbish, is what I'll say. Rubbish.
The scoreline was flattering, and a lot of United fans have actually agreed and said Everton played well.
So, what I hear a lot of people saying is Everton played well, there's some reason for hope, and that's the way I feel, and I think that's the way you feel. But there's a lot of other people, when you see on Twitter, people just very flatly and plainly saying the scoreline was 4-0, I don't care. Mm. There's a lot of people who see this in black and white, all right?
They're judging it by the cover and not what's inside.
That's right. And they're still, I mean, and they're probably, that's carrying over from, that's probably just still being angry, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, I'm not going to sit there and tell people they're wrong. I mean, that score is unacceptable. But anyway, I will say this really quick. I know we had no pace in the squad. I know we had some issues. I don't hate that formation, the way we played
it. No, it didn't. It worked. Just got unlucky.
I think I actually feel like I'm fine with us continuing in that formation moving forward in Premier League games. Let's go to the news.
Woo!
And we are not talking about and we are not talking about Huey Lewis's band. You wouldn't get that because you're way younger, but old people out there, you're feeling me right now. So here is the news. Yeah, I know plane just shaved the top of your head. So you delved into a little bit Lukaku's banter. We got to that one already, so we've already passed it. Let's move on. All right?
Just leave him. Leave
yes.
Him.
Leave. Yes. Other
things. He doesn't need any more attention.
Other things in the news. Rooney's had his day in court. He's had a really awful sketch done of him in court. It's terrible and kind of funny. But honestly, he's been fined. He's going to do community service. He's paying his debt.
He's apologized. He's done.
Yeah.
It's a fair play to him.
Yeah. So
he knows his mistakes.
Yeah. And
I say just get behind him now. Don't harass him for it. Just get behind him.
Yeah. And right now he's got to figure out how to sort personal life. Let's just, you know, do your thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to move on for that. I just figured we need to touch on it. Let's get on to something a little bit stranger and was more unexpected. We are now, according to many, Angry Birds FC.
I think it's great. I think it's brilliant. I'd rather have Angry Birds on a sleeve than something like Citizen Tires or Standard Nation or anything like that. Just Angry Birds sounds more. It's more fun. And as well, we've got it in the logo of the game. I think that's brilliant. I actually think it's going to bring in a lot more money as well.
Yeah.
And, for what we need.
And who recognizes that logo worldwide? Kids.
Exactly. Kids. So they're going to see Everton.
Yeah. And so worldwide, it is extending the brand worldwide. There are a lot of like business based, like Everton based business podcasts out there where I'm sure they're delving into this. But they're going to be talking about this. I'm sure. I think it's a good play. I understand whether there are people out there who are saying, you know what? Honestly, that's a kid's game. Can't we get something, you know, a little more, adult or whatever? Fair statement, but I think it's progressing. It's moving us forward. You know, and this is what we've been looking for, is something that's going to... It's not a random company you've never heard of.
Exactly. It's one that's pretty well known.
Yeah. So...
Imagine we got it as our main shirt sponsor next season.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine that. Kids shirts could actually have a logo on the front.
That's true. That is true.
You know, I'd actually take that over Sport Pesa if we got the bird on the front as well. It'd have to be blue.
I do like...
Imagine that.
I do like the way both Sport Pesa and Angry Birds, they both like tweet about us often, and they're very much into the games. I think that's really cool. So,
did you see the announcement video for Angry Birds?
No. I didn't know there was one.
It's quality. It is quality.
I'm so angry. Okay, I'm looking this up after this. It's the first thing I'm going to do. All right?
Yeah.
So, we should move on because we're running out of time. We've gone way over our time talking about United. So, that's probably where I'm going to have to cut. Moving on. Sunderland Carabao Cup. I'll give the little preview for this in terms of what's going on with them. And then we'll both do our squads. What to expect from Sunderland? In the league, in the championship, they're 1-3-4. They tied Hull, lost to Nottingham Forest, lost to Sheffield United, lost to Barnsley, lost to Leeds, tied Sheffield Wednesday, beat Norwich. Okay, that's the rundown of their league play so far. Grayson, a little while ago, said he is going to be shaking up the squad some. All right?
Understandable.
Yeah. But however, that means you and I trying to predict who they're going to play ain't happening. We're not going to be able
Maybe
to predict
just
that.
Leave that bit.
You know,
that bit.
We know that, and McGeady might play. He's been unhealthy lately. Kone might play. He's been unhealthy lately. Oviedo might play because, and Gibson might play. We might see because they are like Everton 2
players.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of former Everton players. We have two players on loan there who won't be playing because they can't. So there's going to be some familiar faces. It's at Goodison. I mean, I'm feeling pretty positive about this after Sunday's game. How are you feeling?
I don't know. Because last time we played a game, last season... First game of the League Cup, we lost 2-0 against Norwich, who are in the Championship.
That was a thing.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
That is.
I don't know.
I'd forgotten about that.
I'd like to say we can win. On paper, we win. But it's tricky. It's tricky. League Cup is, I think, a completely different ballgame.
Agreed. Because of that, I think we're gonna see him. I think Koeman's gonna jumble up the squad too. I think he's gonna make a lot of changes as well.
We've got them. I think.
Oh, hold on one second. Who do you think we're gonna start? Sorry, I wouldn't be able to cut that. So, who do you think we're gonna go with in that one? What's Koeman gonna do?
I personally would like to see Robles play because he put out a tweet. This is why I love the guy. He's just so passionate about the club that even if he's not in the squad, he's still supporting the team.
Yeah.
Which I think is quality. And I personally think he's a better keeper than Stekelenburg any day of the week. All right, Stekelenburg kept us in the game at Atalanta, but I'd love to see Robles play.
Yeah.
That's me being honest.
I understand.
I think Robles could be great for us. He just needs to be given more time and more appearances, really. But yeah, I'd play Robles, but I feel like he's probably going to... I think he could stick with Pickford, actually, considering it's Sunderland. I think he might go four at the back. The Sunderland aren't really that attacking. They've lost the main threat in Defoe. So I'd say Baines and Keane are going to probably play. Jagielka might play. And Kenny has actually... I think there's been a subtle hint from Kenny that Kenny's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to see him start. Schneiderlin, no. I'd like Gay and Besic. Besic I'd like to see play again. I want to see what he does. I think we need to play some of the kids, like Luckman, who's been barely getting any games. Niasse I'd like to see play.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Calvert-Lewin up top. Sat behind them, Sigurdsson maybe. Luckman, Morales, Sandro, you know, those kind of players. Just people that aren't getting enough chances to have a go. But I'd love to see Niasse, Kenny and Luckman in the squad.
Okay, and I would agree with all that in terms of I'd like to at least see them on the bench, at least. So I'm thinking, I also think we're going to go four at the back. I think he's going to play Stecklenburg because I think he wants to keep giving Stecklenburg games. I'm going to go with my heart and say Kenny's going to start. All right. I don't know. I'm thinking Kuban, because this is League Cup, I think he's going to play give a lot of people opportunities who don't get to play as much. I think Kenny's going to start. I think he's going to go Holgate at center back.
Yeah.
Finally. How cool would that be? Starting alongside Jags. Jags or Williams. I think Jags hasn't been playing as many Premier League games as Williams, so I think he'll let Jags start. And I think our only left back backup that we have is Martina, who actually did it in preseason, actually looked pretty good at left back. So I think he'll start a bit left back. Besic and Davies in the center. I think he'll go Claussen because Claussen hasn't really gotten his groove yet. I think so. I think he might try it. I think he'll give Morales some minutes. He looked lively last game. I think he'll go, and I think he'll go with Vlasic. Vlasic has looked so good when he's been playing, so I definitely think he should be in there. And Calvert-Lewin, because Calvert-Lewin didn't start the last game. There's a possibility, heck, he may go with Sandro. He may go with two strikers, I don't know. But I think he'll go with more of a four in the back, and then a few, a few center mids, and then the others. I do think he's going to try to play more offensive this game, which could be bad. Mm. It could be really bad, but we'll see. I don't know. I think we'll win 3-1. I think we'll get scored on because we're running four at the back, but I think we'll win 3-1. What do you think?
2-0.
To us?
I think 2-0. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to double check.
with my heart.
Yes.
With my heart, 2-0. With my head, 3-1. Yeah, I'd say 3-1.
Hey, I'm good with that. All right, so you want to...
But have you seen with the shirts as well? They're not having Sport Pezza on them. They're having Bradley Lowry Foundation.
Yeah, I heard somebody on Twitter recommended it and requested it. And Sport Pezza was like, thanks for the nudge. We'll do it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I think that's just really nice.
You just don't see enough of that.
There'll probably be a little bit of a tribute as well to him during the match. I think probably like the 6th minute or something.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. I mean, they're probably two of his... I think Everton were his second club.
Yeah.
After Sunderland, so...
I think it's great.
Makes sense.
Definitely
makes
need sense. To.
I'm glad, though, that it was this fixture.
Yeah.
The League Cup.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, let's move on to Bournemouth. Why don't you kind of give us a little rundown of Bournemouth?
Right, well, in the last game that Bournemouth played is against Brighton in the league on Friday night. They're also playing them on the night of this recording, on the Tuesday night, against Brighton again at home. So, it's quite an interesting team they've got. They have got a quality keeper in Begovic, quality centre-back in Akai, King, who we were linked with, and as well, of course, the main man, Jermaine Defoe.
Right.
So, interesting. And I think you said as well, Callum Wilson
Right.
He's quite an interesting player.
But he's injured, well, I think you said.
Yeah. Jordan Ibe, former Red.
He played well.
To be quite interesting. He played well and got an assist in the Brighton game. So, they look like they could be a very tricky team. Especially considering they are only 1 point below us in the table.
Right.
In 19th position. That sounds really bad to say, but they are in 19th position behind us. So they are going to be really going for it. They're going to be wanting to win.
Yeah.
So I also rate Eddie Howe. I think if Koeman did leave, he'd be a manager we'd go after. But we'll not go into that. I think it's going to be tricky. I think Defoe is going to probably get on the score sheet. I mean, obviously, last season, Bournemouth had a... We had a great game against Bournemouth, obviously winning 6-3. But that was also with Lukaku involved.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's going to be the same circumstances for us, I think that's probably going to affect it.
Right.
I don't know about you. What do you think of it?
I think this is going to be a scrappy one, and I think it's mainly because we're going to be running that three in the back with two wingbacks again. I think Koeman has found a formation that he thinks works. So I think that's what he's going to do for a lot of league games this season. So essentially it's five in the back. But, Pickford in goal, I think he's going to go with a really similar team to United. I would even say the exact same squad as United.
Mm.
All right? Pickford in goal, Martinez at right back, Keane, Jags, Williams, Baines on the left, Schneid's in Ghana, Siggy, Davies, and Rooney. I think he's going to go with the same people because he wants to build up some rapport. He wants to build up some chemistry.
And all that.
Yeah. You know, I
think for me, Pickford will probably play. If something really bad happens to him, obviously he won't play, but I think Pickford is a definite. Keane will play. Baines will play. I think we could go to four at the back, depending on the success. If we go to four at the back tomorrow night against Sunderland, I think he'll stick with it. If Kenny does play, then I think Kenny could go in, depending on how well he does. Keane, Holgate, maybe, at the three at the back. So if it's three at the back, I'd say Martina/Kenny, Keane, Holgate, Jagielka, no Williams, Baines, and then two midfielders, Schneider and Garner. Obviously, you've got to have it. It sounds really bad to say it, but I think I'd drop Rooney.
I don't think that's bad to say. I mean, he's had a long stretch of games where he's been playing.
Yeah, I think Sigurdsson's going to play, definitely. I'd like us to play a couple more out wing players if we don't go with five at the back. So I'd say have Luckman or Morales in. Calvert-Lewin up top, I want to see, because I think Calvert-Lewin just needs to get more experience in his games and bulk up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the physicality in the Premier League will do that for him.
Agreed.
So with him up front, I'd be very happy, and I want to see him get his first league goal of the season with us. And that's my team, really. I think I'd go with that.
Okay. So, predictions. What's the score? Who's winning?
We go to win. I'm going to say... See, obviously, we're going to go to win. So, I'm going to say, with my head, I'm going to say 2-1. With my heart, I'm going to say 3-0.
I love how you make two predictions. You're like,
you've got to play safe at one.
You're like, with my head, with my heart, but with my knee, I'm going to say 7-0. You know, it's like you cover all the bases, you know?
Yeah.
You're right. It is safe. So I'm going to say 1-0. We win. I think our defense is going to be stout if we run that five in the back, that three and five, that, you know, whatever you want to call it. I think we win 1-0. I think it's only going to be one because we're still figuring out how to get shots in that formation. You know, I think it's going to take us a little while to get that. But I don't know. I think it's going to be Sandro. I think Sandro's going to get his first goal. I'm just going to lay it out there. It's about time. It's Sandro time. Hits a blammo.
Sandro and Calvert-Lewin up top together.
Oh, that'd be... Can't even imagine.
That'd be good.
We just rarely see it.
Well, we can't. We can. We just won't ever see
that. All right. So that is the show. We have done everything Everton today. Yes. Applause ensues. Yay. Thank you, Edward. You've been awesome. You wanna give a little wrap up and tell people about your YouTube channel?
Yeah. If you enjoy watching Everton vlogs, Everton FIFA, stuff like that, then check out my channel, Jammy James, JME/James. And yeah, I'm also going to be doing a new Road to Glory for FIFA 18, and I'm looking for a player to do it on. So if you want to suggest a player, please do. So yeah, check it out, like, subscribe, everything like that, and we will see you in the next Toffee Blue View.
All right, so that is it. Thank you so much, Edward. You've been rad, super rad. So I have been Jerry. That has been Edward. This has been the Toffee Blue View. If you have been watching on YouTube, please subscribe. Please like. Please leave comments. Let us know.
We want to know what to talk about next video and all that.
Yeah, we need to know what you want. Otherwise, we're just gonna keep making up stuff. That's going to happen, you know? So please, tell us what's going on. Tell us how you feel. Share your feelings. If you've been listening via podcast, please subscribe, rate, all that hot stuff. Follow the Toffee Blues on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Visit the Toffee Blues website. Get a Toffee Blues blood transfusion. It's all the rage now. Yeah, that's a thing.
Really?
Yeah, they're everywhere. They've infiltrated our bodies. All right? So, that is all. Thank you very much for watching. That's it. Bye.
Adios.